Thank you. Let's give him another hand, huh? I think all of us got energized Friday night, and I can still hear the music coming from the walls here. It was great. I think I better take this mic so everybody can hear me, okay? Well, our topic today is freedom from discord. And I'm wondering if you might ask yourself, what does that mean to you? The media at the time was doing a great job of getting us a little confused about what discord and freedom is. In our text, it says, freedom from discord is releasing the unreal and exposing our natural nature. Some of that may be a little questionable to you. Are you at any time fearful about your thoughts? Does it limit you? Are you clinging to material things that have no meaning, like clean out the closet, get rid of things that are, don't need? And the media, there again, can make you very fearful. Maybe sometimes, as we mature in life, we may question ourselves even about death. When we cling to material things, it just doesn't work if you keep on trying to fix it. In other words, if you keep a person fixed, an emotional state of fear will occur. When discord happens, it can keep you limited from spirit. A little bit about myself. Early in the 70s, I found that my marriage had left me. Was I fearful? Hey, listen, you know, girl, you can't do it on your own. What are you going to do with yourself? Are you planning to run away? Are you planning to make it real? This is it. I found a book by Ernest Holmes, and it talked about treatment, or should I say prayer. And one of the things that I found that was just astounding to me, it said, when you are afraid, you pray. Well, okay. Then I heard some man say, after 20 years, I prayed for freedom from discord. No answer came until I prayed with my legs. Legs? What is he talking about? Ernest Holmes says, treat and move your feet. And that's what I did. I found myself that I lifted the barrier and moved on. Fearful thoughts are no longer limiting me. I discovered the wonder of how the riches of a hug, of a kiss, of a smile, and a kind word can make you feel to, like, yeah, I can move on. We're coming about a real special time, and it's the 4th of July. And I'm going to ask yourselves, or I'd like to for you to ask yourselves, what is it going to mean to you? Are you going to feel the freedom that we have in our lives? The freedom that the Creative Spirit has given all of us to be who and what we want to be. And with those beautiful words of freedom, I am going to read something that is in our textbook. And there are 11 pieces of what we believe. And this one I selected. We believe the ultimate goal of life to be complete freedom from all discord of every nature, and that this gold is sure to be attained by all. That was from Ernie Holmes, our leader. Thank you, Ernest Holmes, for making us know that freedom is there for all of us. And that word discord may mean to some people dysfunctional things, but Spirit says, yes, you can move your feet.
You hearing me? Oh, there we go. Am I okay? Okay. So, freedom from discord. That's where we are today. You have all heard that. So, in spirit, in God, the infinite, the divine, whatever name you give to this wonderful energy that surrounds us all, whatever name you give it, there is no discord in it. It is only love. So where does this discord come from? I mean, we believe that God is everywhere present. So how does discord come into it? It comes in from us. It starts right here. It starts right here in our head. It starts with our thinking. When we start thinking thoughts of judgment, of blame, having expectations of others, it brings that fog in that Pixie talked about earlier. It covers up the love so that we can't find it. We know it's always there, as the sun is always shining. We know the love is always there, but all of these, especially blame, for me, I'm really good at pity parties. And I'll tell you, it takes a while, but it's getting shorter in time when I stop having that pity party and realize by blaming someone else, I'm giving away my power. I don't have that power if I'm saying that person over there is responsible for my happiness. My power's gone. So we need to bring ourselves back to that oneness. Let go of the blame. Let go of the judgment. They don't do us any good. Once we have done that, that light that is love comes forward. It blossoms between us. It's one of those things that, well, all the great speakers of our modern thought, like John Randolph Price, Wayne Dyer, Byron Katie, Ernest Holmes, they all tell us that we are 100% responsible for ourselves. Every one of them. Louise Hay, she's the one that really says it. Now that 100% doesn't leave us very much wiggle room. It's us. If I am 100% responsible for me, and you are 100% responsible for you, then we can all be happy. It's when we start mucking it up with that judgment and blame stuff. So, what's the answer? How do we stay within that 100% responsibility? The first step is to forgive ourselves. Forgive ourselves for anything, for having the judgment, for having the blame. We need to forgive ourselves. If we don't forgive ourselves and learn to love ourselves, how can we love others? We can't. We can't give something that we don't have. So forgiveness is so key to this getting rid of the discord. It is It's the real answer to getting rid of discord. Loving ourselves, forgiving ourselves. We don't really need to forgive anybody else if we're 100% responsible for ourselves. Nobody can upset us. Suzanne often quotes to me Byron Katie. Byron Katie says, "Honey, you cannot upset me. Only I can do that." And that's the truth. We don't need to forgive anybody but ourselves, because we're the only ones that have allowed ourselves to be upset. So, forgiveness. That's the key. Self-forgiveness. It is the great freedomizer. So, with that,
I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing heaven today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing freedom today. I'm choosing freedom today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing freedom today. I'm choosing heaven today. What are you choosing? That for me is the key for freedom, that I have a choice as to where I put my attention and where I put my faith and trust. And heaven is not a place we go to somewhere when we die. It's a state of consciousness. Within each of us is the light of life. And are we willing to let that life reveal its perfect nature in our life? Are we willing to step aside from small, petty thinking and turn away from discord and place love first, as you've heard? Place God first. And as you've also heard, we must take responsibility for our thoughts that we think and choose those that create empathy, love, hope, compassion, and creativity and joy. What if everything I did, said, or thought today was from a spiritual viewpoint of the divine in everything? What if I practiced deep gratitude for everything that showed up today? What if? As we let the divine mind fill our consciousness, we are free. It's an automatic. I just finished an amazing book called Superbrain by Deepak Chopra and Rudy Tanzi. And in this book, he reminds us that when we do anything, whether it's eating breakfast, going for a walk, thinking about the universe, drawing a picture, our mind can only be in one of three states: unconscious, aware, or self-aware. Ever been there? When unconscious, our mind is passively just receiving the stream of information from the outside world with no input or creativity. When we're aware, we begin to pay attention to this stream of input. We sort, select, decide, process. We start to make choices about what we want to receive, accept, or what we don't want to accept in our life. But when we're self-aware, we loop back on what we're doing, and we notice a little more, we pay attention a little more, and we begin to ask ourselves questions. How's this working for me? Is this how I want to feel? Is this how I want to behave? That's self-awareness. That is powerful. So once we bring in self-awareness, shift happens. Truly. You start to take control, and the power to change is evident. And you can create freedom from discord by making a choice, a conscious choice, and by using what we call the law. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, gave us a powerful tool to help this self-awareness with spiritual mind treatment, our 5-step affirmative prayer, which you hear every Sunday. So when we're in a difficult situation or circumstance, or we're in a discord of any kind, it's just a disconnect. Discord, disconnect, dysfunction, dis-ease. It's a disconnect to our true nature. So our first response when we feel that can be prayer. Ah, I could have prayed. Or spiritual mind treatment. Ernest Holmes also reminds us, before our prayer is even framed in words, the possibility of the answer already exists. That's exciting. In order to even request a treatment, we must be able to conceive a picture in our mind of our desired result. And thus we set the universe in motion. So we use our thoughts, our imagination, to free us from discord of any kind. But it takes awareness, self-awareness, and practice. I love what Dr. Joe Dispenza has said, and he wrote many books about the brain. He says, as you marry the thought of your intentional future with elevated emotions like joy and love and gratitude, those thoughts and feelings change and transcend your usual state of being. And once you enter that new state of being, and as you begin to mentally rehearse those different choices you're going to make and those new experiences that are waiting for you, you are changing your brain to look like the experience has already happened. And when you do this, you're installing new neurological hardware, which is moving and changing your brain's neurocircuitry from being a record of past experiences, anybody, to becoming a map to your future experience. In other words, you're priming your brain for a new experience. That sounds like spiritual mind treatment to me. We create a new experience in our affirmative prayer. And as we know, the universe is responsive to our requests. It's the law. It says yes. So choose carefully what you think. We offer classes here at the center, and all of our classes support you in that process of changing your thinking, changing your life. So I encourage you to sign up for classes as well and do some self-study as well. Freedom is always available. And again, we must notice, are we unconscious? Are we aware? Are we self-aware? And where is my attention? Ernest Holmes says we must know definitely and consistently that the universe is for us and not against us. It's our own limited thinking that's against us. That's the good news and the bad news, right? And also the great teacher Jesus taught that ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And what is the truth? Understanding that we are one with the creative mind. And as we recognize this and unify with it, we are released from discord and the bondage of false thinking. What if there was nothing to fight? Nothing to fix, nothing to heal. What if there was only more love to accept, only more God to realize? What if? Yes, there will always be rocks in the road ahead of us, but they can be stumbling blocks or stepping stones, depending on how we choose to use them. So we each have the opportunity to surrender to any sense of discord or separation and to participate in our own conscious evolution by choosing. What if every moment was sacred? What if? I believe that thought will be our freedom from discord. So I invite you to place your hand on your heart. Take a breath. And relax into that part of you that is already illuminated. Relax into your expansion. relax into your freedom. Relax into your truth of who you really are. Relax into love. Relax into God. I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing heaven today. I am walking the road of heaven right now. Singing, I'm choosing heaven today. What are you going to choose? Namaste.